Hello, hello, and welcome. Welcome to the few people who dialed in early to our call. We really appreciate you joining so you don't miss a thing. So welcome to everyone who is also just joining our call. Welcome. You are joining our live Powder River Energy Corporation telephone town hall meeting that we have for you this evening. So you are live on the line here with Powder River Energy. This is our year-end wrap-up, so stay on the line. We have a lot of information coming for you. These calls go really well when you participate. We do these to reach out to you. The way to participate is to press zero on the keypad on your phone to get in line with a question or a comment. So again, that is zero on the keypad on your phone to join the conversation with us. Tonight, we're also updating our information, our records, so you can press 7 to provide us with your email address, and we can update our records that way. So please stay on the line as I go through this a few more times as we dial out to more and more members. So welcome, everyone. You are live on the line with Powder River Energy. You are joining our live telephone town hall meeting we have for you this evening. I'll be turning this over to our Chief Executive Officer, Mike Easley, here in just a moment. But I first want to tell you how to participate in this evening's call. These calls go really well when you guys all chime in with your thoughts and questions. The way to do that is to press zero on the keypad on your phone. So again, that is zero. You can do that now or at any time. If you have a question now, get in line early with that. If you come up with a question or a comment later, also feel free to press zero on the keypad on your phone at that time. Also this evening, we are updating our records. So if you'd like to provide us with your email address, please press 7 on the keypad on your phone. Again, that's 7, and we'll collect your email address and add that to our records. So we also have a few questions tonight that we would like your opinion on, so stay on the line for those as well. And we're getting thousands on the line right now, so I'm going to go through this one last time. Welcome, everyone, to our live Powder River Energy Corporation telephone town hall meeting we have for you this evening. We're doing our year-end wrap-up, so stay on the line. We have lots of information for you. If you have a question, we see some people taking us up on this. If you have a question or a comment, please press zero on the keypad on your phone to get in line with that. Also, last time here, you can press 7 to provide us with your email address, and we will update our records with that. So without further ado, it is my pleasure now to turn this over to our Chief Executive Officer, Mike Easley. Mike, take it away.
Okay, thanks a lot. Good evening, everybody, and thanks for joining us for the last telephone town hall of 2017, and thanks to everybody who has been on this journey with us all year as we've had these quarterly town hall meetings. Remember to press zero on your keypad to ask a question, and also just remember if your question does not get on the air, our staff will take those questions and respond back to you in the next few days after our meeting, so we can get everybody's questions answered for sure. You know, when I look back over the past 12 months, Precorp is in a much better position financially than we were a year ago. We've completed our budget for next year, and we're budgeting our sales to be essentially flat, so not really seeing any load growth. It's about the same as what we saw in 2016, but the team, Powder River team, continues to do really great things in improving efficiency and overall for comparing where we expect to end up this year compared to our budget for next year. Our next year's budget for operating costs for Precorp is about $250,000 less than what we are projecting to end up with this year. So that's a really good sign, and it's a testament to all the hard work the Precorp team and the Precorp board is putting into being efficient and controlling our costs. We did make a filing at the Public Service Commission. I've been talking about this since the annual meeting, which is our cost of power adjustment. And the cost of power adjustment or the COPA factor on your bill will be changing slightly next year. For the residential customers, it's going to be a very slight increase, which is reflective that we did not actually collect enough money to pay our power costs in last year's bill. The COPA factor is based upon how many kilowatt hours we expect to sell, and because we sold less kilowatt hours last year than we expected, we didn't recover our full power costs. So the impact on the average residential member might be around $2 a month. That would be for 1,000 to 1,200 kilowatt hours. From $2 to $2.50 is what you'll see a difference on the COPA factor. So also, just to report, we do have a vacancy on the Precourt board. This is for Sheridan County, and we do have a vacancy because of the resignation of Wade Larson. We certainly appreciate Wade's service to our membership, but we are looking for someone to fill that position. We've had ads out in the local paper. We have an article in the Wren, and we are asking people that may be interested in that to send a letter of interest and kind of explain your qualifications and your interest. And then the plan is for the board to review those applications and conduct interviews with potential board candidates in potentially as soon as December. Remember, you do have to actually reside in the Precorp service territory within Sheridan County and have an active member in your name. You can also go to our website and click on our board vacancy icon for more information on that. Last week, it seems like it was a year ago. Last week, I was up in Bismarck at the Basin Annual Meeting, and we heard a lot of the topics of interest, wholesale power supply, financial forecasts, and strategic planning. And I can tell you that I am much more confident the way things are going for Basin this year than I was at this time last year. So that's really good news for us and for Basin, the Basin membership as a whole. Some really good news before we start taking questions. I did want to let everybody know that the board did approve a capital credit retirement for this year of $1.9 million, and that will be allocated to members that were active in 1984 and also in 2015. So if your retirement amount that's coming back to you is more than $20, you would get a check mailed to you. Less than that, it would just show up as a credit on your power bill. And the whole idea of being able to retire capital credits is a huge benefit of being part of electric cooperative. And not in addition to just having your power at cost with hopefully what you think is good service, because we strive for that, but we do share and get those get whatever extra money we have back to our members as soon as we can. So that's a quick list of the highlights that I wanted just to visit with you on. And I'm really looking forward to taking your questions. Remember, you press 0 to post a question or a comment, and look forward to taking any questions that we may have from the audience right now.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for those highlights, Mike. Our first live caller of the evening is Max. Go ahead, Max, you're live. Go ahead with your question.
Mr. Chairman, I've approached the company with this question a couple different times and basically never received an answer. I think, number one, we've got the best power and the best power workers that there are. I've seen them go above and beyond the call of what I figure their duty is to make sure everything works in all kinds of weather. I've got a capital credit from back in the early 2000s that's between $12,000, $13,000, maybe up close to $14,000. And it's been long enough. I'd just kind of like to see some of it returned to me. What is your progress on something like that? I know you just said something about 1984 and 2015.
Yeah, so the way the capital credit process works, just to kind of quickly highlight it, every year, whatever extra margin that we have, which is really the revenues, less our expenses for the year, that gets allocated back to all the members for that particular year based upon how much energy that they use from us. And then every year the board tries to take dollars that we have available and basically pays back those capital credits. And there's two methods to do that. We can go back and pay our oldest capital credits first, or we can pay other book in would be paying the most recent capital credits. So typically what the board likes to do is to share that the capital credit retirement, pay off some of the older members who have had their capital credits on account for many, many years, and then also try to pay the most current year that we actually had a positive margin, and that's what we did this year. So our oldest capital credit that we have on the books is 1984, and then our most current capital credits will be actually what we allocate this year. We did not allocate capital credits last year on the distribution side because we had a $5 million operating loss last year. So if your $13,000 is to a specific year, it will probably, and it's not 1984, it will take several years for us to get to that particular year. But we did make one payment on that when we split from the oldest capital credits to the newest capital credits, Max. And I do appreciate your comment on the Precorp team. They are an awesomely dedicated bunch of individuals, both our inside and our outside folks, working together to keep the lights on. We appreciate your feedback on that. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for weighing in, Max. If you want to get in the conversation, just like Max did, press 0 on the keypad on your phone to get in line with your question or comment. Also, tonight we are updating our information. If you'd like to provide us with your email address, please press 7 on the keypad on your phone. So again, 0 to get in line with a question or comment, 7 to provide us with your email address. And now we've got Dave live on the line. Dave, go ahead. You are live.
Yes. My question is this evening, and you've explained pretty well there, on power cost adjustments, is there a minimum that you'll see on the bill every month? And I understand that it's going to be going up from what it is now up to $2 or $2.50, and that is in addition to what the minimum is. I wonder what that minimum may be, if there is minimum. And one more question on the basic charge. Varies, the amount varies every month or close to it every month. Sometimes I see 4 or 5 months same amount. So what constitutes the changes to the various basic charge? And maybe that can be explained a little bit there. Just the two questions, please.
Sure. So the basic charge that's on the current residential bill for 200 amps is $25.50 per month, and that is a fixed charge that no matter if you use energy or not, you would see that $25.50. And that basically is a facilities charge to cover costs that do not vary with usage. On the energy side, the cost of power adjustment actually applies to however many kilowatt hours that you use. And so the COPA factor, which is, it's in tenths of a cent, that COPA factor then multiplies times however many kilowatt hours that you've used to figure out what your COPA charge is for that month. And it's really, our customer service folks can be very helpful if you have any questions on your power bills. To call in and visit with them. They can take a look at your bill and walk you through either over the phone or in person if you want to come by the office. And we're more than happy to do that, to explain your power bill to you.
All right, excellent. Thanks so much, and thank you, Dave. All right, audience, we have our first polling question of the evening. I will read it over the air, and you'll simply just vote by pressing on the keypad on your phone. And I want to say thanks in advance for your participation. These really help us know what's important to you. So the question goes like this. What aspect of Precorp service is most important to you? Press 1 if it's reliable service. Press 2 if it's restoring service when the power goes out, and press 3 if it's having knowledgeable employees. So again, press 1 for reliable service, 2, for restoring service when the power goes out, and 3, if it is having knowledgeable employees. And again, we're just asking what aspect of pre-corp service is the most important to you. And while you weigh in on that, we have Lana up live next with her question. Lana, go ahead. You are live.
Hi. I live in Crestview Estates in Gillette, and we're in the process of being annexed into the city. And for those of us here, I'm just curious as to what you can tell or know about the annexation, when this is going to happen with the power change, because we haven't really heard anything.
Yes, Alana, what I can tell you is the City of Gillette has made the second reading, and I believe the third reading is scheduled for sometime in December. And so I would expect that shortly after that, we would actually begin paying, Pre-Corp would begin paying the franchise fee to the City of Gillette. And that franchise fee isn't something that will be shown on your bill. It will start out to actually be 2% fee, but the Pre-Corp will actually pay for that cost, and that doesn't show up as a specific a line item on your power bill. It's really, for us, it's really important to continue to serve all the customers out there, and the franchise will last for 5 years. So Pre-Corp will continue to serve out there, hopefully for the term of our franchise agreement, and then once that 5 years goes up, you know, it would be our hope that we'd be able to continue to serve those customers, because having those members on our system really helps, helps us maintain affordability for the rest of our customers. And so we hate to lose those customers, and our ability to get this franchise with the City of Gillette is something that for many years when the City of Gillette has grown and they've annexed out into the county and we've lost members, that's been an adverse impact to Pre-Corp. So the franchise that we're entering with the City of Gillette, it's a great opportunity for us to continue to serve our members for the next 5 years, and we hope it extends past that.
All right, excellent. Thanks so much, Mike, and thank you, Lana, for weighing in. I also want to do a last call to press 7. Last call, if you would like to provide us with your email address, and we can update our records with that. And again, quick reminder, press 0 to get in line with your question or comment. Next up, I have a question that came in earlier today from Robert. Get this one frequently. Goes like this. We have heard of regulation rollbacks across the Trump administration. Are there any regulatory changes that are beneficial to Pre-Corp? Go ahead, Mike.
Yes, there's been a significant amount of regulatory activity since the Trump administration came in. And last May, when we went back with NRECA and visited, we learned the process of how they were actually developing the budget for the next year. They were actually having agencies determine how much it actually cost to have the regulations. And they were looking at then making a value judgment, sort of a cost-benefit analysis. So I think a lot of the benefit has yet to come. There's been some big headlines that have been made, and probably the biggest one has been the rollback of the Clean Power Plan. I think that one really has the impact that we've seen on that is really more about providing hope for our future as it relates to coal. The fact of the matter is that the gas prices have been so low that the gas is being used rather than coal. Even though the Clean Power Plan will get rolled back under the Trump administration, there's still uncertainty about what the future may be for regulation of CO2, especially in light that the Supreme Court found that that CO2, they made a they called it an endangerment finding, that they found that CO2 was a problem and that they had to do something about it. Now, so there is some uncertainty still of what will be the future of CO2 regulation, but I can tell you everybody here at Pre-Corp, everybody that's involved with coal power certainly has been having a kind of a sigh of relief as just the amount of regulations that were coming at us have lessened, and it's certainly lessened a lot of the work that we've had to do to come up to speed on what those changes may do and what the impacts could be on our membership. And so I think those are a couple examples of how those rollbacks have impacted us, and I think more to come.
Absolutely. Sounds excellent. We have our next live question up now. Tom, you are live. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mike, this is Tom at Gillette. Hey, you might talk a little bit. Is it still the option still available to donate your capital credits to the Operation Roundup program? And you might talk about what that is.
Sure. So the Operation Roundup program is actually provides funding to the Precorp Foundation, which makes charitable contributions across our service territory to help those folks that are in need. And we have the ability for people, if they would like to donate their capital credits to the foundation, they can do that. And they can designate those to be made either they can make it a one-time thing, or they could actually fill out a form and just donate those of their future capital credits if they would like to do that. And the Precorp Foundation does lots of good work across the service territory, feeding the hungry, helping veterans, and some very very worthy causes. And whether you want to go with donating your capital credits, which is we really would appreciate that if you feel like doing so. But also, if you haven't signed up for Operation Roundup, that's easy. That's where we round up your bill to the next even dollar. And if we had, we've got really good response from our membership. But if we had all our members doing that, we'd be contributing, by just pennies for each member, significant dollars into the foundation, which I know would be well used in our community to serve these really important needs that we have, that the causes that the foundation has taken up. So thanks for that question, Tom. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks, Tom. And we have Steve up live next. Steve, go ahead. You are live, sir.
Well, Mike, I appreciate answering questions for us. I've got a question. I own some property that has extensive methane lines that were put across it, and I can speak for a lot of other company or landowners, I guess, of the same thing, that we know for a fact that those lines were paid for to be installed, and they were also, at the time, money put in towards removing those lines at some point in time. But now if we want to retain them, we have to essentially buy those lines all over again. I'm wondering why, and I guess what's going to happen with all these thousands of miles of lines?
Yeah, well, I'm not sure. I can tell you that you don't have, there's really no purchase of the line all over again. But let me just kind of get to that. I'll answer that question towards the end. We had several thousands of miles of power line built to serve the CBM industry. And we collected a small charge on every kilowatt hour that was sold to make sure we would have the appropriate funds to retire those lines when the time came. And that fund is around $18 million. So we do have the funds available to retire that. Currently, I just looked at this the other day, and we have about little over 600 miles of line that's related to CBM that is ready to retire. There's other lines that have been much more line than that that's had served CBM. Sometimes when the line served the CBM well, then some other load came upon that line. Whether you or another member needed it for a service, then that line, of course, wouldn't be taken out. If there are lines that are not being used, there's what we call an idle a line retention a fee, which is around $25, a little less than $25 a month. It's $15 a month to keep that line in place. And that basically just, because there's no revenue coming off that line, it helps us pay for the upkeep and the maintenance on that line should, you know, the line fall over due to weather events or other things. So so there really isn't a repurchase of the line, but anytime we have any line that's on our system, whether it's related to coal bed methane or some other line that has no longer has a meter on it where there's any revenue, there is that slight $15 a month charge for line retention that we use to help pay for the ongoing maintenance cost of that line.
All right, excellent. Thank you so much, Mike. And our audience, I have another polling question up next for you. Thank you to everyone who voted on the first one. Again, this really helps us to know what's important to you. Question goes like this. Which aspect of the cooperative is most important to you? Press 1 if it's good value for the money you spend. Press 2 if it's the lowest cost electrical service. And press 3 if it's for looking out for the best interests of the membership. So again, which aspect of the cooperative is most important to you? Press 1 if it's good value for the money that you spend. Press 2 if it's the lowest cost electrical service. And press 3 if it's looking out for the best interests of the membership. And with that, Mike, we have just about reached the end of our allotted time. So I'd like to turn this over to you for some closing remarks.
Okay. Thank you very much. I just want to let everybody know how much I appreciate your time tonight and joining us for the call. You know, it's Precorp's mission and our passion to serve our membership, and we do that in so many ways, from keeping the lights on to our communication plans to our member services and all those things that we do. It's an honor to be leading Precorp and supporting the team as we support you the membership. Remember, if you have any issues or any questions that that you have of Precorp, you can reach us at our toll-free number of 800-442-3630. Next month is Christmas. We've got Thanksgiving right around the corner. I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy Thanksgiving. Keep in mind that in January we will not have a Wren magazine come out, that the Wren takes that month off. You won't be seeing that from us in January. Please read the Powerline inserts that come in your bill to help keep you up to speed on what's happening with Precorp. And the next telephone town hall that we have will be 6:30 p.m. on February 28th. That's a Wednesday. Again, happy Thanksgiving to everybody. And Merry Christmas, and look forward to talking to you early next year. Thanks a lot.